Hello, Raider fans. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield. Today is Friday, and it's almost time for the Raiders to play their final game of the season in San Diego against the Chargers. It's also time for us to see the season finale of the Silver and Black Show. But before we do that, let's check in with hosts of the show, Jim and Greg, so they can tell us what we can see this week.
All right, Jeanette, it's our final go-around of the 2012 season for the Raiders on the football field and for Pop and Plunkett on the set of the Silver and Black Show. We're going to be joined this week by Rod Streeter, who would be the rookie of the year on offense. I think Miles Burris would be the choice on defense,
right,
and the head coach, Dennis Allen. But we're going to pick a MVP on this week's show. What do you say we tease the audience by giving them our MVPs?
Well, you know, for me, it goes to Sebastian Janikowski. He did a tremendous job under a lot of pressure. Kicking a lot of long field goals this year, and, 31 out of 34 ain't bad.
And last year he made 31 out of 35, and that was good enough to be chosen as a first-time Pro Bowler. But this year Phil Dawson made it, the Cleveland Brown. The one miss that Dawson had all year was the one that was blocked in Oakland by Desmond Bryant. Otherwise, he was perfect. So Dawson had a good year, but Sebastian Janikowski, kicking below sea level in Oakland, the powerful leg, just three misses from 51, 61, and 64. He should have been a Pro Bowler. Right. Carson Palmer has been a two-time Pro Bowler in his career, and he's my choice for the Raider MVP. I think when you look at the Raider offense all year, you have to value Carson's influence, the one veteran guy in that group. You got young running backs, young wide receivers, a lot of youth in the offensive line, Jim, but Carson Palmer's smarts and his toughness, which he showed again last Sunday in Carolina when, after having a couple of ribs cracked and his lung bruised, he wanted to come back in the football game after taking that hit.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that pick. He stood in there under a lot of duress, came up with big plays, put up big numbers, over 4,000 yards, found those receivers down the football field. I thought he did a tremendous job considering the circumstances offensively. Couldn't run the football, made it even tougher.
One final go-round in 2012 for Pop and Plunkett. Join us on the Silver and Black Show.
Thanks, guys. Well, as you know, Carson Palmer threw for over 4,000 yards this season, and unfortunately, it was cut short. But we're looking forward to seeing Terrell Pryor with his first start against San Diego this Sunday. We'll be watching the show and, of course, the game. And Raider fans, most of all, I want you to have a safe and happy New Year. Thanks for watching Behind the Shield, and continue to log on to Raiders.com for all of your news and Raiders coverage. Until next time, I'm Jeanette Thompson. Have a happy new year.